Are you truly accountable to others? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I've had dear friends become entrapped by immorality. Perhaps you're struggling. One of Larry Burkett's Christian friends got caught. He was a dynamic teacher, an avid witness for Christ, and led many people to the Lord. However, as facts surfaced, the man was found guilty of numerous immoral acts and dishonest business dealings. He was sentenced to prison. He was a typical example of what can happen to a Christian who has virtually no accountability. He was president and chairman of the board of his own company. He ran his daily life as he desired, with no real input from anyone around him. By the time he left God's path, he was insulated from any accountability to his peers or even to his family. Unfortunately, many of God's servants in business or ministry today are leaders without real accountability. Without the input of godly advisors, our brothers and sisters run the risk of doing what's right in their own eyes. Ultimately, everyone's accountable to the Lord. We must first willingly accept His absolute authority over every area of our lives. To claim that we accept God's authority but reject His direction to be accountable to one another is a clear contradiction. Matthew 18 gives us basic guidelines. Failure to repent in light of biblical evidence amounts to rebellion against the church. To whom are you accountable? Your spouse? Your business associates? Your church? The Lord? Don't let pride keep you from being accountable for your actions. Now, money problems can lead to immorality, but our budget coaching program can help you gain financial freedom. Simply go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. And if you would like to volunteer to coach and help others experience financial freedom, visit crown.org to learn more.